Jeff McComb, offensive coach of the Rush, joins us once again. Jeff, coming up, well, hey, 19 goals. I guess let's start there. You had to be pretty happy with your offense. I want to talk about Melnyk. First chance to see him in regular season action in the National Lacrosse League. He scores a minute and a half in the game, ends up with four. Were you expecting him to make this much of an impact right away?
I think we'd be lying if we said we thought he'd get four and score on his basically his first touch in the NLL. But, you know, we'd seen a lot of good things from him in practice and during training camp. You know, he's a kid that can play without the ball. He surprised us in training camp with how good he is with his feet. He's got great feet, really good balance, works his butt off to get in the middle and go to the dirty areas of the floor. So we thought he could be a successful player. Did we think he'd open with four? No, I don't ever. You never think that's going to happen with most guys.
Jeff, you know, Toronto, you've seen them. It's an awful potent offense they have there. There could be a lot of balls in the net in this one by the looks of things.
Well, agreed. They are very good offensively, and we hope to put a lot of balls in the net, but we think we can play a lot better defensively than we played them when we played at home against them a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We thought that we gave them way too much space in a lot of areas and weren't nearly gritty enough or physical enough with them, and that's going to be our focus this weekend, is getting back. And I think we started last weekend. That was the challenge to the guys that Jimmy at the back door and Derek as the head coach gave our D guys was get back to playing Edmonton Rush defense and being physical and being aggressive and doing all those little things that made us the best defense in the league last year. And we really thought we got away from that for a couple weeks or 3 weeks. And I think last week was a real testament of the guys putting their nose to the grindstone and getting back to those things that made us really good. They were dominant last week at the back end.
Jeff, one guy who's been dominant all year long for you offensively is Mark Matthews, 60 points in 9 games so far. I remember talking to him earlier in the year, you know, and he'd put up 8 points, and it's almost becoming routine for him. You know, and I mentioned, well, you know, the top guys get 10 or 12. He's like, yeah, I don't know how I could do that. Well, he just scored 9, and he honestly, I think, meant that in kind of a humble fashion. Is Matthews maybe still not aware of how good he can be?
You know, I'll speak maybe from a little bit of being a 6'5" guy myself and a bigger guy when I played sports. I think sometimes that body size actually you become a little bit reticent to use it or to be that aggressive go-to guy, because all your life, in all the other areas of your life, you're told, you know, don't be aggressive, don't hit the kid, don't, right? Where, you know, in the sport arena, we want him to be that. And I think Mark's just grasping how mm-hmm. dominant he is physically.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other part of his game, there's a couple parts. One, Mark has gotten phenomenal shape. He's in the best shape of his career. You can see that on the floor. He can go 100% every shift, where I'm not sure he could do that in years past, and his recovery is much, much better. So, and he knows it too. Like he said to us, I can't believe how good I feel after a game compared to the way I used to. And he's really worked hard at his fitness. So that's kudos to him. And the best thing about Mark, and one of the reasons that Derek made him the first overall pick, he's a team first guy. He really doesn't care if he gets 8 or 9,
yeah,
as long as we win. And you know, when your best guys like that, you can't help have that translate down to your other guys. So we are really, really fortunate to have a guy like Mark be our best guy and be a team first guy and want to share the ball and want to share the load with the other guys in the group.
Well, the other thing too, Jeff, as you well know, when he puts up the kind of points he does, he draws attention, and that tends to open things up for other people. You've got some real nice balance at the top of your roster in terms of production.
Absolutely, and Mark does, obviously, he draws the best defender all the time, or the best two defenders a lot of times on his side, and he's getting double-teamed constantly, so it certainly does open up lanes for our offense. And the way we preach offense, coach offense, we, you know, if we're running 7 guys out the front door, we want all 7 of those guys involved. We don't specifically run plays for certain people for 80% of the time. We run a motion offense that, you know, with the opportunities there for you, when you are in that position in the offense, it's, you're free to shoot the ball. We never really kind of designate shooters or passers or X in our offense. We just let everybody be a part of it.
Jeff McComb, offensive coach of the Rush, joins us. Rush taking on the Toronto Rock this Saturday night, 5:30 on TSN. You can watch it. Rush trying to stay in first place in the West. A little bit of redemption maybe after that 16-15 overtime loss. Your offense, you know, coming in, both teams' defense were good, and then there was 31 goals, which I don't think many people expected, Jeff. But what do you feel you guys did right as an offense against Toronto that you'll have to continue to do this Saturday?
We'll go back to starting with Mark. We think, you know, with Mark and Greer and even Melnyk, if he plays this weekend, or Riley Lowen, we, and Corey Conway, we think we have some physical guys that we can take advantage. They're small in a couple areas, so we really think we can use our size to our advantage. And we really think that, you know, it's kind of, we talk about rock, chisel, hammers to keep going at it and going at it. Because I think, you know, like any other defenses, they're good for long periods, but they're not as consistent all the time. And if you keep chiseling away at that pick and roll game, that two-man game, you're going to get your opportunities.
Now, when you talk about balance at the top of your offense, Hellier, Sanderson, and LeBlanc for them, those guys can put it away too. Do you draw it up any different when you're facing a group like that?
Yeah, we've had some real good discussions the last couple of days among the coaching staff about some tweaks we want to make in dealing with those guys. You know, Sanderson's obviously one of the best feeders in the game and has been for a long time. And, you know, Josh is a smaller player who you might say is, you know, getting a little bit older and that. So we want to try and pressure him. We want to get ball pressure. And he realizes that, and he does a great, every team wants to do that to him. And he does a fantastic job of, you know, being able to get around that pressure, move the ball quickly. So we've made some tweaks and trying to get a bit better pressure on him, trying to take away some of his easy passes so we can get that pressure on him. Hellier on the other side, who obviously had a great game against us, we think we just got to take away his space a little bit more. He's very quick, great feet with him, and if you give him a lane to run at you, he's going to be difficult to handle. So we want to, you know, be more physical with him, body him up, hope to take away some space on him.
Jeff, their offense, like Rob Hellier really emerged on the scene. Like the guy went from 9 points to 70 points. Like he really exploded offensively, and now he's got a ton of confidence. Not a very big guy, but when you watch the tape, what has he done so well that your defenders are going to have to be leery of him specifically?
Yeah, I think he's a kid that came into the NLL. He's either an 18 or 19-year-old. I can't remember exactly. So when you're that young and playing against mature 24, 25-year-olds, just like any other pro sports, lots of times it takes you some time to develop. And now that he's 23, 24, and has had 3 or 4 years under his belt, he really has developed. And I think he's worked really hard in his fitness from all accounts. And his greatest asset, he's got a couple of them, but he's got great feet. He's fast, he's quick, he's really good on his feet with great balance. And as I said, if you give him a ton of space, you're going to get eaten up because he's into you and around you before you can even really set up. So we want to really focus on taking that space away from him and being in his face from before he gets the ball, when the ball's in the air, closing out on him, so we don't give him the opportunity to run at us. Because as soon as he starts running down that outside lane, he's a ton. He can either throw it across the other side of the floor and look for quick sticks, or he take it underneath on you if you're not perfect on your angle, and it makes it tough on our goalies too. So that's the big focus with him, is taking away some space.
Now, Jeff, I mean, you just need to look at the standings to know how tight it is. I mean, you know, Vancouver's one game out, you in Colorado, Vancouver. Toronto's got a little bit more room out east, but you get no slack in the standings with this, do you?
No, and, you know, I think this league more than ever is really a one-goal league, and we've said that for a lot of years about the NLL, is that it is a one-goal league and the teams are that close. But with 9 teams in the league and the amount of talent that keeps flowing into the league each year from the NCAA and the Canadian Junior Leagues, it really is. Every team is extremely talented, and it comes down to, you know, determination, heart, grit, you know, all those kind of words that you hear over and over, but it's kind of true in this league at this point. It's if you work harder than the other guy, you might come out on the right end, because talent-wise, everybody's so close.
Well, Jeff, good luck this weekend. Is your bracket busted already? Do you fill one out?
To be honest with you, Jason, I'm a big college basketball fan. I haven't even had time this year with kids hockey and lacrosse, and we're in the middle of trying to sell and buy a house here, so I would love to. I'll make a crazy pick. I'll go out on a limb and say Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a risk taker there. Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Quinlan's bracket's already busted by the time
Quinlan
get in.
Quinlan can tell you who the 7th guy off the bench for Eastern Tennessee is. So.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's a huge NCAA guy, which means he'll spend 6 hours researching, and he'll have already not picked any of the upsets, so he'll be livid.
And by 7:30 tomorrow night, after I've been with him for a couple hours, I'll know the same, because he's not afraid to tell you.
Jeff, good luck. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.